So today class will be given by His Grace Bajmohan Prabhuji on the topic of on the auspicious day of Janmashtami. He is going to enlighten Janmashtami day. Thank you so much for joining Prabhuji. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on Janmashtami day. You can take out the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. We'll offer prayers, then we'll move ahead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll just take a verse because Janmashtami is there. About Lord Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Verse 28. Just read the translation and then we'll discuss something about Lord Krishna's amazing appearance. एते चांस कलपुंसा कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इंद्रारि व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयन्ति युगे युगे. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by a thief. The Lord incarnates to protect the thieves. I'll just read the first para. The purport is long, but the first para is we'll read. In this particular stanza, Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is distinguished from other incarnations. He is counted among the avatars, incarnations, because out of his causeless mercy, the Lord descends from his transcendental abode. Avatara means one who descends. All the incarnations of the Lord, including the Lord himself, descend on the different planets of the material world, as also in different species of life, to fulfill particular missions. Sometimes he comes himself, and sometimes his different plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions or his differentiated portions directly or indirectly empowered by him descend on this material world to execute certain specific functions. Originally, the Lord is full of all opulences, all prowess, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge and all enunciation. When they are partly manifested through the plenary portions or the parts of the plenary portions, it should be noted that certain manifestations of his different powers are required for those particular functions. When in the room small electric bulbs are displayed, it does not mean that the electric powerhouse is limited by the small bulbs. The same powerhouse can supply power to operate large-scale industrial dynamos with greater volts. Similarly, the incarnations of the Lord display limited powers because so much power is needed at that particular time. I'll read one line from another section of this purport. The Samam Bonam, Krishna is one without a second. He himself has expanded himself in various parts, portions and particles. As Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Tadekatma, Prabhava, Vaibhava, Vilas, Avatar, Avesha and Jivas. But Sri Krishna is a possessor of the attributes 10%. And all other demigods have the same attributes in less quantity, whereas human beings possess the attributes in very minute quantity. The abode of Lord Krishna above all spiritual planets is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan, and the perfected living being, by developing 78% of the above attributes in fullness, can enter the planet of Krishna Loka after leaving the present material body. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे 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 कृष्णा। I am extremely grateful and privileged to speak Krishna about Lord Krishna, especially on his appearance day, Shri Krishna Janmashtami. Wish you all of you a very happy and deeply Krishna conscious Janmashtami today. And this year marks to be the 5244th appearance anniversary of Lord Krishna. And according to the historians, he was born on July 19th, 3227 BC, according to our calculations. And so, tithi-wise, it is today. If some of you celebrate also the birth date by date, English calendar, it was on July 19th. And this event in the history of mankind is a very significant, because imagine if all of us, if we didn't ever hear about the Vedic scriptures or about Krishna, we were just born in this world like so many other people, and you have a deep desire to know who is creating all this amazing universe, all these planets, all these trees and fruits, and the design, the seasons that are coming. It would have been impossible for almost all of us to reach to this summum bonum point that the source is Krishna. Some Prabhupada explains, some natives, they worship the source to be a mountain or to be a tree or to be the ocean, because that's the biggest thing that they can conceive of. Or some worship the sky, or some worship the sky people that are in the sky that are causing the rains to happen, but hardly having any idea of who is behind all this. And we, because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have come into contact with the end point of all research, of all the existence, that is the end point and the starting point is Krishna, is the Supreme Lord. And we should not just stop here thinking that, oh, I know now the source, who is the source. It is just an information that we might have got, and we might have no idea about who exactly is Krishna, because as the Srimad Bhagavatam first verse itself explains, that Muhyanti Yat Suraya, that the appearance of Lord Krishna without proper mood and attitude, it is very difficult for us to and to go into. And therefore we offer millions of obeisances to the acharyas for revealing us this most amazing personality, Lord Krishna, our Supreme Father, and also revealing so many details about his appearance and the way, the purpose for which he comes, as explained here, that Indrare Vyakulam Lokam, that whenever the devotees headed by Indra, the devatas, that the word which we use, devotee, and the word devata, it is basically the same. Devata becomes devotee. And when the devotees are troubled by the upheavals caused by the demonic forces, way back, 5,000 years back, there was a whole plot by the devatas, by the asuras, to conquer the whole universe. And that was planned by Kalanemi, Kamsa, who was, and all the demons, they came together and they thought, which is the best way to take over the whole universe. And they decided, if we conquer the earth first, and because earth being the middle planet, then we can proceed to the both directions, the upper planets and the lower planets. And all the asuras, they were being born on the earth planet to make this strategy, and Kamsa already was creating a lot of havoc. And because of this, the Mother Earth, she was so disturbed that she approached Brahma. She approached Shiva. And Brahma, he was honest enough to accept that Kamsa is even beyond me, although I might have given his material body, but the powers that Kamsa possesses is beyond me. And then all the devatas, oftentimes it happens that once you get powers, once you become a successful on the material platform, then it is very difficult to take shelter. And therefore often even the devatas are put into trouble situation, because that's when we genuinely take shelter. And often successes in this world cause us to think that now I am self-sufficient, and even in our chanting or other aspects we tend to neglect taking shelter after we start to get some kind of recognition, some kind of popularity, even amidst the circle of devotees. But the devatas are explaining, are showing us that no matter who you are, there will be some force that will overpower you, and better to recognize that I am just a bulb, as Prabhupada explains, that is being powered by a great source, and a living entity should not assume that the bulb is as equal as the power that is coming, because that's what is being shown, the electricity. But Prabhupada explains that huge turbo machines, huge dynamos are also being operated by that same electricity. We can see, we can charge a mobile through the electric socket, or just put a bed lamp, or we can run a whole fridge, whole air conditioner system, or the whole place just through that electric socket. It depends on the capacity of the receiver. The same way Lord Krishna is the original powerhouse, And Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the whole story, the whole Bhagavatam is to bring us to this point of realizing Krishna. So therefore, even the first verse of the Bhagavatam describes the birth of Lord Krishna. Now, Jiva Goswami has given us this beautiful understanding of the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and how it speaks of Lord Krishna's appearance. I'll just recite the verse. Janamadasya yato anvayat itaratas chardeshva vigya swarat tene brahma hrudaya adikavaye muyanti yat suraya tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrisha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Now this verse, Vyasadeva offers obeisances explaining that how Lord Krishna is the source of everything and how he cannot be understood by even the greatest of the devatas, and how we are bewildered by the illusory representations. But there are two more meanings given by our acharyas, especially Shri Jiva Goswami in the Krishna Sandarbha. He explains that this verse indicates the pastimes of Krishna starting with his birth. So therefore, Janma. So what is that Janma? It is not talking of the birth of the universe. Of course, in the other understandings, it is the source, the beginning of everything is Krishna. But here, Jiva Goswami explains that the Janma that this verse is referring to is the appearance of Lord Krishna. Usually, if you want to glorify some person, and you may start either with his college, or either in his career, or either after the money he makes. But nobody is glorified right from the birth, because none of us possess any glories right from our birth. All of us are born very insignificant. Like there was a man who went to a village, and he asked in the village, are there any leaders born in this village? And that man, he said, as far as I know, no leaders are born. Only babies are born in this village. But Krishna is not just a baby that is born, but he is the supreme Nayaka, Jagannath, the leader of all the living entities So that's what this Janma refers to, that as soon as Krishna took birth, and the appearance, the taking birth of Krishna is quite dramatic, unlike other avatars. Of course, another dramatic appearance that happened was Lord Narasimha Dev's appearance. He broke the pillar and came out. And it is said that he came directly as the full manifestation of Narasimha Dev. And he protected his devotee Prahlad. And then he went back. Of course, he left the deity of Varaha Narasimha and Ugra Narasimha, many deities, to be worshipped by Prahlad. But there was no all the sweet pastimes that Lord Krishna did. And Narasimha Dev, it is said that he was feeling that I am giving this motherly affection to Prahlad, because Mahaprabhu prays that, O Lord, for you are just like a lioness. Just like a lioness, she may appear to be very ferocious to enemies, to say other animals. But to our own cubs, the lioness is the most loving and caring being that exists. And same way, Tavakara Kamalavare, that your hands are soft like a lotus, and So Lord Narasimhadev, he was giving this affectionate, motherly side to Prahlad, protecting him from the danger that Father Hiranyakashipu caused. Now, even in the normal situation, you all the time see that when the father gets angry and tries to come to beat the children, then mother immediately comes to protect the child. Same way, when the father Hiranyakashipu was being troubled, that time the Supreme Father, the Supreme Mother, he came as Narasimhadev and giving affection. But Tachar has explained, but Lord Narasimhadev himself was feeling that there is nobody that is giving me this affection, this motherly affection that is being given by me to my devotees. I want to experience that Vatsalya Ras, myself being a child. And then the Devaki and Vasudev, they had performed thousands of years of tapasya to achieve the Supreme Lord as their son. And not just tapasya, but later the whole story where how they had to go through such atrocities by Kamsa of seeing their own children being killed right in front of them. And Kamsa, he married Devaki and Vasudev, and he was so affectionate that he wanted to drive himself, Devaki. And when Devaki was being driven, Devaki and Vasudev, it seems to be that why does Krishna create every time such a difficult situation? If Krishna wanted to kill Kamsa, that is fine, but why did he trouble Devaki and Vasudev to put them into this situation? Because he wants to show what is the quality of his devotees. Just like gold, when it is put into fire, the gold shines. Same way Lord Krishna, he uses his devotees to show that no matter who we are in the world, the troubles will come. But just like my devotees, having complete faith in me, my devotees should take shelter and believe in the plan of the Lord. And like Avashya Rakshive Krishna. So Vasudeva and Devaki were being taken on this chariot, and suddenly the Akashvani comes that, "Oh Kamsa, you are thinking that you are taking your daughter, your sister to her home, to her new home, but your sister will be the cause of your death, because her 8th child will appear to kill you." And as soon as Kamsa hears this, he becomes supremely angry, and he immediately brings out his sword. As they say, blood is thicker than water, because family affection becomes very strong. But when money comes, when something else comes, then even that becomes aside, and comes immediately wants to kill. So one acharya explains that why did Krishna do this pastime? One reason was Krishna was thinking that I am coming to the earth planet to guide my devotees to become their charioteer. Like he became Arjuna's charioteer. And here my parents are being directed by Kamsa. He is becoming the Sarathi. Whereas I am coming to this world to show that I am Partha Sarathi. I am the director of my devotees. So he didn't like that his devotees are being guided by just material affection and material relationships. And he wanted to show the real nature of material side. That as soon as the conditions are not favorable, that same very comfortable situation becomes the most difficult to bear. And therefore Lord Krishna, he made this Akashvani happen to reveal the real nature of Kamsa. And also to show that don't depend on materialistic people to guide your life. And then he puts them into this difficult prison house. And it is said that prison was a foolproof prison, a prison that was high security zone, and there were constantly guards, thousands of guards everywhere to ensure that as soon as the child is born, he is informed. And it is said that prison had 16 gates, 16 high security gates that were all around it. And within that, Vasudev and Devaki were imprisoned. And I'm cutting the story short because I don't know if we have extra time today to discuss or we stop around 8. So Lord Krishna, he decided that he will be the 8th son. He appeared on the Janmashtami, the 8th, and he also appeared in the month of Shravan. This is the holy month of Shravan where the Samudra Manthan pastime had happened. That's why there are many Indians that worship Lord Shiva during this month, because this was the month where Lord Shiva drank the poison. The Samudra Manthan episode began during this month. And showing that there will always be the demoniac side and devotional side that will be at conflict. And a devotee, just like in the Samudra Manthan, by taking shelter and guidance of Krishna, he will be able to overcome this very powerful demoniac side that we are all having within us. So therefore, Lord Krishna's appearance happens on 4 levels. On the eternal level, Lord Krishna is never born. He is the source of all of us, just like sun is never born. It seems to be born from the ocean, from the sea, but it is for the sun there is never a night. Wherever the sun is, there is day. Same way on the eternal reality, thus Lord Krishna is ever existing, so therefore there is no concept of birth. We all have date of birth, but he doesn't have date of birth. And Lord Krishna is also a historical reality that he came on this planet, as I explained, 5,240 years back to rescue the earth. So that is a historical reality. And also to show that how when there are evil forces, that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. So whenever there is a decline in religion on the external, on the superficial, on the platform of the earth planet, then he comes to establish dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yoga. To establish dharma he comes. And also on the most important is the internal, within the heart. This is where we have to work. The other three are happening. But if we learn from the devotees like Vasudev and Devaki, and we really open to take up some difficulties to serve Krishna, to make his appearance in our hearts and in this world around us, then that is real Janmashtami, where we invite Lord Krishna to be born. And the reason why he was born in a jail, showing that we are all imprisoned in this world, just like Vasudev and Devaki were imprisoned. But even within all these struggles, if you are able to be an instrument of Krishna's grace and be willing to bring him to this world, tolerate all the inconveniences, then he'll definitely come. And it is especially said that we all stay in the womb before we take birth. And this material world is that prison. And usually a prisoner is kept in a very dark place. Same way the womb in which we all stay before we take birth is very dark, and sometimes the place is not very clean, it is very dirty, and there are a lot of mosquitoes and different worms that are biting us. Same way the womb that we all take. Punarapi janaram, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. In different species, we take shelter of the womb, and that's like a jail that is dark, that is filled with worms that are biting us. And also sometimes, when the prisoner is is a very hardcore criminal, then is put into a place that is totally dark. It is, and same way the womb is totally dark, there is not even a ray of light that comes there. You don't know what is biting the living being. It is just, and it is very dirty because the stool and urine is surrounded all over. And not just that, sometimes the severest of punishments is where the criminal is not even allowed to sit properly. He is hanged upside down. His legs are up and his head is down. Same way all species, the way we are in the womb is that we are upside down. Even a most very upsetting situation. And Krishna is showing that you're all stuck in this prison or womb in different species time and again. But if you invite me, I will come right into your material situation and I will take you out. Just like when Lord Krishna came, he janamadi asyayataha. As soon as he came in that Adi, in that his original abode of Mathura, he said, yataha, as soon as he came, anvayat, he said that, I don't belong here. Anvaya means someone else. He says that, I belong to Nandama, I am Nanda Nandana. Yes, I am Devaki Nandana, but more importantly, I am Nanda Nandana, I am Yashoda Nandana. So therefore, because I belong to Nanda's son, itarataha, that please take me to that other place. And Vasudeva Maharaj, knowing this purpose, arteshu abhigna, that the purpose of Lord Krishna's birth, because Vasudeva and Devaki were cognizant, and because they were aware of this purpose of Lord Krishna's birth, so therefore they were willing to go through all the troubles that they went through. Yes, my children are being killed again and again, but the whole purpose is to bring Lord Krishna. And knowing that purpose and be willing to follow that purpose, and Acharya explained that the devotees had to be always conscious what is the purpose of their devotion service. It is not to get some material fame or security, but it is to bring Krishna into our hearts, into our lives. Realizing this, and Lord Krishna also, tatastha chori bhagavan prachodita, that Lord Krishna, as soon as he appeared, he instructed Vasudev, bhagavan prachodita, that please take me to Nanda Maharaj's place. And Vasudev, he such a selfless devotee that the whole purpose why he went through this is to make the appearance of Lord Krishna so that Kamsa can be killed. But now he has another plan. He says, I want to go on a vacation. I want to go to Vrindavan. And he, Vasudev, just is such a submissive and devotee that he usually, all of us, we want to enjoy the fruits of our devotion service, especially if you have gone through a lot of trouble in making something. So you want to be there to see how that project is going and different. But here, Lord Krishna, he instructed the Chardesh Abhigya Swarat, and He want, and why did he instruct? Because he was, Lord Krishna said that Rat means my own people. Swa means my and Rat means my people. And he is saying that I am born in this Mathura, but this Mathura is filled not with my devotees, but with all Asuras. And especially my most loving and intimate devotees that are Rajavasis, they are there. Itarata Swarat, Abhigya Swarat. And because they are there in Mathura, in Gokul, my own people, Iti Drik Swali Labe, Ananda Gunte, Swaghosham. So Swaghosha is also the same as Swarat. And I want to give them pleasure by my pastimes. So therefore, please take me to that place. And Vasudev might be wondering that how can I take... Just a minute, I'm just taking darshan. And Vasudev might be wondering that how can I go, Lord Krishna? I am bound here. I am bound by the prison, by the shackles, because his hands and legs were with cuffs, and there were 16 gates through which he had to move. And not just that, Kamsa, he was so insecure, and he wanted to be so utterly sure that to not let Vasudev escape and Devaki escape, outside every gate there were guards, and not just guards, he had kept hungry lions waiting outside each gate. There were 16 gates. And Lord Krishna was wondering, Vasudev, he didn't had this doubt that, Krishna, how can I take you? Because I am myself bound, so how can I liberate you? And that's why many times devotees feel that I'm not Krishna conscious yet. So how can I, in fact, give Krishna consciousness to others? But if we are just willing to follow the instructions of Krishna, then miracles can happen. And Tatasya Shauri Bhagavan Prachodito Sutam Samadhaya Sutika Griha. So Lord Krishna appears as a four-handed form, and they become very very joyous, but also very concerned, because if Kamsa sees this, then he will immediately come to kill. So they request Lord Krishna, please become a two-handed form, so that Kamsa at least, because they didn't know, we all knew that this was the plan of Lord Krishna. But Vasudeva and Devaki, they don't have any idea that what is the exact plan that is going to happen. There was no full schedule that was given of Lord Krishna's Janmashtami festival. It was a moment-to-moment ecstatic experience of devotion service. And so I need to know if I can continue or should we stop here? Can anyone guide me how much time we can discuss more?
You can continue, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Okay. Because this is amazing narration that is given in different scriptures of Lord Krishna's birth and both sides, what happened in Mathura, what happened in Gokul. And if devotees have time, I can try to share as much I have heard and read. So Vasudev, he didn't have doubt on Lord Krishna's plan. So he took Lord, he went, Devaki, as soon as Krishna was born, I became a small child. And Vasudev went there to take Lord Krishna to Vrindavan. But Devaki stopped him and said, the baby is, Krishna is born and you are going on a mission to take somewhere else, and the baby Krishna must be hungry. So let me first feed him, and after feeding him, then you can take. So Krishna is fed by Mother Devaki immediately then, and after that, then a small, he had a, you know, this thing that is used to separate grains, rice from the stones or wheat from the stones. So that was, so Vasudev had that, and he took whatever soft cloth he had. He made a nice small place for Krishna. He put them in that, and he's making as if he knows that, yes, I can escape all this. Many a times we won't even take a step before we can see the whole stair. Here he is making all the plan, and with all these handcuffs, and as soon as he places Krishna on this, in South India we call it as chata, on this small thing, then his handcuffs suddenly miraculously break open. And then he, as soon as he takes Lord Krishna on his head, then he's the first door opens up, and Kamsa was so cautious and made such a security that if somebody opens from inside, then he had kept stones hanging on top of each gate, each door of the prison, and that stones will fall on that huge slabs of rock will fall on the person who has opened the doors from inside. You know, there are these valves kind of system, from one side one kind of reaction. So Kamsa made that okay, if nobody from outside can come inside, and if even he tries to escape, then Kamsa, the Vasudeva or whoever tries to escape will die. So the doors opened up, because Vasudeva didn't open them from inside. He was just there waiting, and the doors opened from outside, and the stones didn't fall. And then he goes out, and this is a very very challenging task. Therefore Vasudeva is called in Bhagavatam as Shauri, extremely courageous, because without knowing any kind of plans, he has to now take Lord Krishna outside the prison that is so heavily guarded, and not being seen by anyone. It's not just taking him, doing the thing, but nobody should come to know that Krishna was, Vasudeva had come out and he was taken, and go to Vrindavan in the dead of the night. Even if you know the routes well, in the dead of the night, there were no lights then, and go to another's house, Nanda Maharaj's house, and keep Krishna there without them knowing, seemingly an impossible task on the human level. But he is such courage, such faith in Lord Krishna's words, that you take me, I will arrange everything. And for every gate, he just had faith, and he just went and stood there in front of the gate, and the gates were opening up. But what about the prison guards? And Yogamaya is in full action here, and she ensures that the whole town of Mathura is sleeping. And guards, they overcome by such a sleep that they all fall asleep just before this pastime starts. So the guards are sleeping, as one devotee was saying. The original sleeping of watchmen, sleeping of security at night started with Krishna's birth. So they are all following Kamsa's original soldiers that were kept on guard. So they all slept. But even if someone sleeps, if there is sound, some people are light sleepers. They can immediately wake up as soon as there is some sound. So how can sound be avoided when Vasudeva is walking? So to remove the sound, so then there was thunders, then there was a rain. And another thing why the rain happened is that usually when it rains, especially not if it's not the first rain, then everybody kind of goes inside their houses. When there is heavy rains, nobody stays outside. So that was one reason why there was rain, so that nobody stays outside to see this pastime happening. And another reason why there was rain is that usually when it is raining, then those who are inside, they also don't come out. So jo andar hai, wo andar hi rehte hain, aur jo bahar hai, wo bhi andar chale. So that the whole place is empty. And another reason which Acharya has explained why there was rain is so that it is not visible. Okay, even if somebody is awake in the home, that first of all that was not there, but even if somebody was awake, then if it is not raining, then he may be able to see. So because of the rain, it was all foggy and nothing could be seen. And also because of the rain, the footsteps that Vasudeva was taking was not audible to anyone else. And these are the reasons that one of the commentators, Harishuri, Acharya gives. And but there are also other reasons why there was rain. These are called as internal reasons, that the clouds, when they saw Krishna, they were eager for his darshan, since so many life, because Krishna only appears once in a day of Brahma. So they were so eager for Lord Krishna's appearance, and they have never seen Krishna. And when they see Krishna, so they become so happy in joy, because out of all the colors that exist in the color gamut, Krishna chose the color of dense clouds. That's why it's called as Ganashyama. I'm just walking outside because I'm going for another Janmashtami program, but I'll be speaking on the way. So if in case you hear some sounds, that's coming from my side. So the clouds were so happy that Krishna chose to come in our color, the color which we possess. And that's why the clouds were so happy. So it was the tears of joy, tears of pride for the clouds that Krishna chose to come in our color. And another thing why there was rain is that because the clouds were thinking, this is Krishna has taken birth and he was fed prasad, Mother Yashoda, Mother Devaki didn't have time to do abhishek. So therefore, clouds thought, we are getting the first chance to do abhishek. And of course, now if you want to do Krishna's abhishek, Kalash abhishek, it takes a lot of money, but clouds thought this is free abhishek, that too directly to Krishna. And so they were so happy to bathe Krishna with their water. And they were also feeling that we have to give Krishna some gift as soon as we see birthday gifts. And all we possess is our water. So therefore they were offering
this water to Krishna. And also because Krishna says, Patram Pushvam Phalam Toyam, either a leaf or a flower or a fruit or water. So Krishna was being offered water, that whatever they possess, their existence. So Vasudev, he stepped out and he started to walk towards the Vrindavan. And in the middle, Yamuna was flowing ferociously. So when Yamuna is flowing ferociously, again, what to do? How can he? He can't swim with a baby just that is just born. So he, and as again, he just went there and was available, was there in front of Yamuna. And he was just having full faith and he just started to get into the waters of Yamuna. The waters of Yamuna, especially in rainy season, they are quite high, huge waves, very turbulent. And at one time, the waters were coming up and up and up, and the water was rising. He was keeping Krishna on top of his head because the waters were rising. And another thing, the rain is coming. So somebody will feel, oh, Krishna will get drained, and so there is no protection. So therefore, Anantadev, he comes to give Krishna as the umbrella to protect him from the rain. But one devotee was discussing that now here are clouds that are doing service to Krishna of doing Abhishek. And here is Anantadev who is concerned that Krishna should not get wet, and he is coming and blocking. And it seems to be like conflict between two devotees, one that wants to serve, one that wants to protect. So, but obviously the priority is given for Krishna's protection. But Anantadeva also was conscious that I shouldn't block the service of the clouds. So, you know, usually the hood of a snake, it moves. It's not a constant. It moves back, front and back. So when the hood was coming slightly outside, that time the water could come and drop on Krishna. So it was not too wet for Krishna to get drained. At the same time, the clouds were also happy. And Anantadev, although he's the next expansion of Krishna, he was walking behind Vasudev, was willing to take any position. Not that, okay, because I am the Supreme Lord myself, so I should be in front, or whatever role a devotee needs to take, especially because Vasudev is serving Krishna. To follow in the footsteps of Vasudev is the highest benediction. So was Anantadev. He was happy to follow behind Vasudev. And so then when they start to enter Yamuna, Yamuna was rising. And Anantadev is just being a hood. He is not becoming a bed. He is a waterbed. He can be a waterbed, but he is not taking that role. And Vasudev is also not expecting or kind of chastising Ananta. Well, why didn't you protect something? And he was becoming very much afraid that Krishna will drown now. So therefore he takes Krishna on top of his head, and it is said he starts to shout that after all this effort, I don't want Krishna to drown in the waters. And he starts to shout, Koito lelo, koito lelo. Because he was feeling that my all these efforts of bringing Krishna, it's not that I want to take credit for doing this service, when he started to realize that now this service is beyond me to take Krishna because of the waters. Sometimes devotees say, I'm in deep waters, Prabhu. Pani mein upar se ja raha hai, seva mein. This is actually Vasudev's state, that pani unke upar se ja raha tha. Water was going above him and only his hands were on there. Very famous picture of one of the recent movies, Bahubali, Bahubali being raised up above water. So Vasudeva was like that, raising, and he was shouting, "Koi to lelo." And even now in Mathura, from where Vasudeva entered to go to Vrindavan, that place is called as Koila Ghat, because from the Koi to lelo became the word Koila. Vrindavan has all these unique names from different wordings that were used in that time. So, and the whole reason why Yamuna was swelling up was because she wanted to become the Charanamrita. She wanted to bathe the feet of Krishna first time, because she had to wait for 2-3 years before Krishna again enters her waters. And as soon as Yamuna touched the waters of Krishna, she became very quiet. But before this, it is explained another story that Krishna, because the waters were going so above, at one time Vasudeva lost balance and Krishna fell into the Yamuna, and he was missing. I imagine a just born baby falling in Yamuna, huge river, and Vasudeva started to frantically search for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Because he wanted to protect Krishna and take him to Vrindavan as his Bhagavan prachodit, as per his order. And for quite some time he was not able to find Krishna. Now Krishna can sometimes be very much like this, creating so much anxiety for his devotees, but all to increase the. And finally finds again Krishna. And why Krishna does this is because he was born as Mathura Krishna, and now he is going to Vrindavan. So he goes into Yamuna, and what comes out is Shamsundar Krishna, and he takes him. And by then Yamuna becomes very mild, and she in fact gives a full route for Vasudev to cross the river, and he goes. And now the other side, what is happening in Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, Nanda and Yashoda, they were waiting for a child since so many years. Hair on Nanda Maharaj, and there were white hair on Yashoda. So imagine, she was that old that there were white hair on both of them. But there was no child, because two, three generations back, Parijanya had married a Vaishya girl from whom Nanda Maharaj came about. And Parijanya had married a Kshatriya, from Sena, who is the father of Vasudev, had come. That's the Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj also relatives, not just close friends. So Nanda and Yashoda, they were also very morose, because they were not having a child since so many years, decades. And now I'm going back to Vrindavan's flashback. And although Nanda Maharaj, eldest of the brothers, he was chosen because of his divine qualities that he possessed. And Yashoda also is such a divine lady, one who gives always fame to others, especially fame to Krishna. That's what means Yashoda. And same with Radharan, his mother's name, Kirtida, one who gives fame to others, fame to Radharan. And so Nanda, although such exalted qualities, but no child. And few years back, before Krishna was born, there was a lady, old lady, that comes to Vrindavan wearing saffron clothes, and she seems to be astrologer, a Jyotish, a mystic. And they go to, and her name was Purnamasi. And Nanda and Yashoda go to Purnamasi to ask that, having a child, what can we do to have a child? And Purnamasi, she sees all the horoscope, and she says, a very divine child will be born very soon, but the reason why he is not being born is because you don't have enough pious credits, and you should do Ekadashi Vrata very strictly. And if you do Ekadashi Vrata very strictly, then very soon you will have a very divine child. So then they start to follow Ekadashi. Then they start to follow Ekadashi very strictly. And as they start to follow Ekadashi very strictly, they start to see very strange things happening in Nanda Bhavan, in Nanda Maharaj's house. All this is explained in Gopal Champu, that when Nanda Maharaj used to come back to Vrindavan, Yashoda was making rotis. You know, in Vrindavan, usually rotis are made with hands, not with belan. So she was making rotis, facing the fire. Nanda, from the dining room, used to see into the kitchen, and used to see next to Yashoda, there was a small, very beautiful bluish boy with wide eyes on Mother Yashoda's lap as she was making rotis. And when Yashoda used to look at Nanda Maharaj, next to Nanda Maharaj sitting in a small posture was the same boy, small bluish boy that she was seeing. And both were trying to discuss with each other that was there some boy, bluish boy next to you? Said no. But each one was, so all these kind of strange things, strange appearances of this bluish boy were happening. But they were not able to find that who is this bluish boy that is coming again in our vision, in our dreams. And one day as Nanda and Yashoda were sleeping, that same bluish boy came into the dream of Nanda. He came into the mind of, into the awareness of Nanda Maharaj. And he immediately recognized, this is the same boy that I was seeing in visions around Yashoda Mai. And then from Nanda Maharaj's heart, he moved to Yashoda's heart. And Nanda could see this, that from my heart, he is going to Yashoda's heart. And Yashoda also could see that from Nanda's heart, he came to my heart. And then an expansion of that bluish boy goes into the womb of Yashoda, which is Yoga Maya, which is the Durga Devi. And Krishna stays in the heart of Yashoda, and Durga, she stays in the womb of Yashoda. And immediately they wake up, and they couldn't speak to each other because of the ecstasy that they were experiencing, because Krishna had taken shelter in the womb, in the body of Yashoda. And immediately next day, all the gopis, they could see Yashoda has become very effulgent, and they understand that she has now conceived a child. She knows that now she has two children that are conceived, but she keeps that a secret. And then day by day, she is becoming, her belly is increasing, and everybody could notice. And as the 9 months were coming close by, she was kept in this Sutika Graha, usually where they give pregnancy. It is a different house, not in the same house. And there was a lady that was appointed to keep always guard, so that whenever there is labor pain, so she can be there to help. So she was constantly there, especially in the night. There was different people that were put guard. And that day, on the day of Janmashtami, when Krishna was supposed to be born, somehow mystically, everybody in Vrindavan became so tired, they all slept. Even this lady, a maid that was supposed to help Yashoda, she also was feeling so asleep that my turn has not yet come. So when my turn comes, I'll awake and I'll go. And she slept in another place. And Yashoda that night was alone. And she was wondering that now I am experiencing all this movement and there is no one to help. Finally, after long time, I am going to have a child and there is no one to help because Krishna's arrangement. And then she gave birth to two children. And but she was so tired, she was not even conscious. And of course, Krishna was not visibly present there. She only saw a daughter being born. But she was also so tired, she immediately slept. And Vasudev, he comes with the child. And the whole arrangement is done. The doors open and he comes inside. He immediately keeps the child and takes the daughter and starts to go back. And so he brought Krishna and he's taking Maya back. And it is explained that that everything was as it is. The Yamuna was parting the ways, the doors were open. And it is explained that why, if when we are carrying Krishna, obstacles are removed, but it seems to be that even if a devotee encounters Maya, still everything is working because the devotee is carrying material energy for serving Krishna. It was not for any other purpose. So even when we are dealing in the morning time, we are with Krishna, but in the daytime we are with material energy. But if the purpose is to bring to serve Krishna, then even then a devotee is protected. And that's why the acharya says apichet sudur acharo. And even while dealing with material energy, he gets influenced. But if he is sadhu, if he is fixed in his determination, in his goal, then he is very quickly released from the cycle of birth and death. So Nanda, Vasudev, he takes back Krishna, Maya Devi, Yoga Maya, Durga Devi, and everything is as it is. The doors are, the guards are sleeping, the doors are wide open, and he is very worried that if Kamsa comes to know. So as he is coming inside, he is personally locking each and every door. And then he comes inside and he personally locks his own handcuffs and he locks them. And the acharyas say that, yes, when deals with material energy, he will be protected. But if a devotee is not cautious enough, then he may himself be binding back, just like Vasudev himself binds himself up because of bringing yoga maya back. Of course, Vasudev was liberated soul, but this story shows that gives us many lessons. And the final thing which I want to speak is that Devaki represents bhakti and Kamsa represents fear of material energy, fear. And often our fear of material energy kills our bhakti, or our bhakti is imprisoned. Just like Kayadu, when Narad Muni, Prahlad's mother, when Narad Muni was teaching her, she became a devotee, she was practicing. But as soon as she went to the palace of Hiranyakashipu, she was so afraid that she stopped practicing, she stopped chanting. Of course, we don't know exactly if she was chanting or she was worshipping deities, but she stopped devotion service out of fear of Hiranyakashipu. Same way, many times devotees stop bhakti because of fear of, I am not able to make enough money, or I have to leave this thing or that thing. So therefore, if Devaki has to be protected, if bhakti has to be protected, then Vasudev is needed, and Vasudev is intelligence. And that's why the Vasudev platform is needed. And when our intelligence is fixed, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that what is that verse? That vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. When we cultivate our intelligence in the proper direction, then it is not bahushakaya anantasya. Then it doesn't get diverted. And it was Vasudev who protected Devaki from Kamsa, and by the grace of Vasudev, Devaki gave birth to Krishna. Same way, our bhakti should be protected by proper reading of the scriptures, proper intellect, conviction of, in our hearts, that why we are practicing bhakti, else the fear of material energy will kill our bhakti. So we pray to Lord Krishna today that we are following in the footsteps of Devaki and Vasudev to bring Krishna into our hearts, our lives, and the lives of others. And let's absorb today in chanting and remembering and reading more about Krishna's birth. Shri Krishna Janmashtami ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So my narration ends. If any devotees have any questions or comments they want to, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pradham, our guest Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Amazing, amazing class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Very nice to hear from you, like, about Janmashtami and going to the temple for celebration. Thank you so much.
It's my great pleasure and privilege to narrate this first time. Some of these things you might have heard, some of this you might not have heard.
Some of the things I have never heard before, so thank you so much.
In fact, there is one small section. Should I add what happened in Gokul? In Gokul, Yashoda gave birth to Krishna. Krishna was there next to her. And nobody knows because everybody was asleep. So after Vasudeva goes back in the early morning, around 3 o'clock, this maid who was supposed to take care of Yashoda is awakens, and she realizes her gross mistake. She stopped. So she immediately runs to the Sutika Graha where Yashoda was there, and she sees Yashoda is sleeping, and next to her, a very beautiful bluish boy is there. And she becomes so happy that she is not able to speak. And she immediately runs to Nanda, and we have to find Nanda in the early morning, around 4:30. Nanda was in Goshala, in milking cows. So she goes to Nanda Maharaj, and she is just stunned. She is mum. She is not able to speak. She is just showing her hands, indicating towards Yashoda, Yashoda's house. And everybody is saying, what? And she is not able to speak out of ecstasy. And Nanda, he says, Yashoda? And she just nods her head, yes, I want to speak about Yashoda, but I'm not able to speak. And then he says, child? And she again nods her head, yes, child. And then another devotee, brother of Nanda, he says, is it a son? And she again nods. And Nanda is in so much happiness, he becomes unconscious. And then he is awakened. As soon as he is awakened, he is so worried, oh my, after so much time, son is born, now I have to give so many cows in charity, I have to do this, I have to do that. And all the brothers, when they see Nanda is now becoming, instead of happy, he is becoming anxious. Many times it happens, a festival brings happiness and also brings anxiety. So Nanda goes into in a super anxiety mode. I have to do this, I have to do that. And that time all the devotees, Rajavasis, they come, especially the brothers of Nanda, and say, why are you worried? We are there. So don't take anxiety. You just go and meet Yashoda now. Everything else we'll arrange. So devotees are also like this. They help us when we get into difficulties. And Nanda, stumbling and somehow crawling, he goes And when Nanda sees that boy, that is the exact same boy that Nanda was seeing in his dreams, in his visions. And Yashoda, he was also seeing the same boy, and when that boy was actually present in front of them, there was no bound to their happiness. Brahma Sukhaya, the Bhagavatam explains that Krishna gave them a pleasure that is even beyond Brahma Sukh. That is the Ananda, Nandotsav. That's how Nandotsav begins. But I'll stop here. We can take any questions or discussions. Devotees may have. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Any devotees have any questions?
No questions, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, the first shloka of the Bhagavatam you quoted, can you give me the chapter and the shloka number, please?
The Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa?
Yes.
The Janmadhyasya Yataya.
Yes.
That is first verse of the first chapter, first canto.
No, 1.1.1. Not that one. The one in which purport, you know, say the Lord appears in different species.
Okay, that one. That is first canto, third chapter, verse 28.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for the wonderful class. Hare
Krishna.
Thank
you for the opportunity.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Parnam. Prabhuji, you mentioned that two kids are born, one boy, one girl, or only the Maya from Yashoda Devi?
Two kids were born, Krishna and Yoga Maya together.
So Yoga Maya
was not visible. Krishna was not visible to Yashoda. Only one was visible.
Okay. Means Krishna was not visible and Maya was taken by Vasudev and
Mathura Krishna merged with Vrindavan Krishna that Yashoda gave birth.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. That was new for me.
Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It's a very, very nice class, like Samagauri Mataji was telling. In the morning, we have so much of good fortune to hear from you. In the past time of the Lord, it's just you explained very nicely all the Leela Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my great fortune.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very, very nicely you have explained from the scripture. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandot Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. So many details about Krishna's birth. We were able to meditate on that. So, Prabhu, many of these details we don't read in Krishna books. So I wanted to know in which scriptures or where it is mentioned.
Some of this is from Gopal Champu. Huh? And especially on the 10th canto, there are 12 commentaries. Prabhupada has referred them. And now there is one devotee called Hari Parshad Prabhu, who is translating all those commentaries. And that's where all the nectar is coming from. So Prabhupada also referred these commentaries when he was writing the purports, but due to restricting the amount of content that goes into the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada didn't give all these details, but our devotees now are referring the same commentaries that Prabhupada approved and he was referring to, but now elaborately coming out with the different all these narrations that are there in different Acharya's commentaries. So it is from that.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. That was very, very
Thank
nice.
You.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class today. On Appearance Day of Lord Sri Krishna, wonderful pastimes, Prabhu. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
If nobody have any question, can we end this call here?
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Okay. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu.
Thank you so much.